producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good day to you and yours. Thursday, December the 10th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler, Jennifer back in the slot tomorrow. But let's talk about today and see what doozies we can come up with, Kenny, as you pursue Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. What doozies? I love that word, don't you? Doozy.
It's a nice word. It's
D-O-O-Z-Y. So, who has had the biggest doozy in the last 24 hours since we spoke? You're monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Also, you can send your comments to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com, should you prefer. 888-302-3684. We're going to have a 2020 news quiz question in a few moments. But first, what sayest thou about things that seem off the wall? Donald Trump, the king of that still?
Oh, you know it. Well, he appeared on CNN and Fox last night and doubled down on his comments and also said if the...
Comments about Muslims?
Yes.
Or just comments in general?
Well, in particular, the comments about Muslims. And then he said, with all the criticism coming at him from the GOP, if they didn't start treating him fairly, he was going to have to seriously consider...
Hit the road.
Independent.
Jack, you can smell that one coming. So, yeah. A lot of people are beginning to put two and two together and come up with four. I've had this in my mind for a while, and yesterday I think we really got to it. There were some pictures floating around of Donald Trump and his wife and Bill Clinton and his wife, and some who are in the Republican Party have begun to notice, some of the talk radio people, that all of this Trump focus has let Mrs. Clinton off the hook, in a manner of speaking. That may be the plan. According to some, I think it's a fairly interesting speculative plan in that the Clintons and the Trumps are friends. The Clintons and the Bushes are friends. But who's the better friend? Who gets Hillary off the hook? It's Donald Trump, in a manner of speaking. Could this be that the Donald is running because Hillary and he have made a deal for him to be, what, Secretary of State? He'd be a good negotiator, like... Well, maybe not. How about Secretary of the Treasury? What job would Donald Trump be best at were he not to serve as president? 888-302-3684. All right, so what do you have for the Trumpster there, Kenny?
Excuse me, let's see. Danny says the reason the GOP is so upset is because they want Trump to act like a blood-sucking politician. Since he refuses to do so and be genuine instead, they can't stand it. I say, go Trump.
Go Trump! Go Trump! Go Trump! Go Trump! Do you say that, Kenny? You said, go Trump, but that's what the listener said.
Right.
You say, go away, Trump! Go away, Trump! All right, what else have you got there?
Matt says, Trump has effectively split the GOP. He has captured the extremist base. Now the GOP has to decide, do they use this to reinvent themselves, or do they capitulate to his schoolyard bully?
We have that story, the trending stories at DougSteffen.com, always usually off the top of the pile. And the Trump warning to the Republicans is there if you want to get more in-depth in it. I don't care to, but you may want to get more in-depth, so help yourself. Information personified at DougSteffen.com. All right, what else, Kenny?
Scott says, did anybody tell Trump that Muslim Americans vote? There isn't a religious test for voter eligibility. I read that there are around 3 million eligible Muslim American voters. I can't see how a single one of them will vote Republican if Trump gets the nomination. And since presidential elections are won and lost by a few million votes these days, this could be the deciding factor.
Depends on what state you're in. You may be correct if you're in California, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Florida, or Texas. That may be something that plays into the plan. By the way, also trending at DougStephan.com is the other side of the Muslim American reality. Whether you've seen this or heard this, there has been a fundraiser, somewhat organized, among certain Muslim American groups. And about $100,000 has been raised for the families of the victims in the San Bernardino shooting. So what about those people and what Donald Trump has to say? They're here already. What are you going to do with them? I don't think that, you see, but the other side of it is that not everybody has really understood, or maybe I don't understand. I thought there were two phrases. One of them is what's gotten the attention of the news media. The other one is about the practical reality until we straighten this mess out. I just think that it doesn't go far enough in terms of what, it's not what Trump is saying. It's just the practical reality of letting a lot of people into this country without scrutiny is foolish at this point in time. Doesn't make any difference where they come from. And
yeah, across the board.
Across the board. I'm not about Muslims or Christians or anything else. I don't want this program to continue. I want it to stop. And do in the real world, after September 11th, we had, before that, there was a pretty good program that brought scholars into our country to go to school and then encouraged them, if through their schooling they showed promise, if they wanted to stay here and contribute to society, we welcomed them with open arms and with an intelligent program. I remember that program started when I was in college, bringing people into our country from other countries to learn and then become contributors. If they're contributors, and we know they are, and you can pretty much figure that out after 4 years of college, then let's keep them here because they're going to contribute. They're going to do good things. Look at all of the people who have come to this country, frankly, from other places since World War II, probably a pretty good example. Take the people who have come to this country, any number of them who have gone to school, they have started businesses, or they've gone to work in companies and they've really shined. So they've stayed and they've contributed well. Those are the kind of people we want. But after September 11th, the morons in Washington cut that out, stopped everything, so it made it almost impossible for anybody from any place else to come here and go to school. That program has been modified, is the right way of looking at it, the right way of explaining it, somewhat. But still, we make it difficult for people who can contribute. That's where you start, in my opinion, with a program like that. You don't just open the door and say, okay, everybody, come on in. We are the place, the beacon of light and the hope for many people who can't manage to make it work where they come from. But to just let everybody come who wants to come, that's maniacally stupid. And sows the seeds of the problems that we have now, frankly. Anyway, that's my rip on that. Go ahead, Kenny. Keep going.
Okay. Peter says, Trump has always been conservative with the money his father left him. He would never put up the money needed to run a third-party candidacy, especially knowing how risky it would be.
I think
GOP should call his bluff.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think you're on the right page with that at all. I think, and the people who take shots at him, well, his father gave him $1 million. Well, look what he's done with it. So maybe if he had $100,000, what would he have done with it? Or $50,000 or whatever. Plenty of parents seed their children and help them get started in businesses. And so why is that something that people have a hard time swallowing? I don't get that at all. Here's a guy that's created a lot out of a lot of nothing. You can say what you want to about his tactics or what he talks about, but he's performed, and he's performed well. And for that, I don't think he deserves the kind of comment that person who obviously has problems with people who have money, period. That's the way I'd read that. If you got money, you're bad. You don't have any money, you're good. Well, how do you get money? You have to have money in order to make money, to invest it in things. This is the most specious, negative, ignorant argument that there is I think, when it comes to the economic realities of our times. So people who have money, I know somebody who was had a stock portfolio who liquidated it in order to put money into the system to invest in things that are growing and moving. And I think that's where it is. That's where it's at. There's a great opportunity in our country now. There really is. Terrific opportunity for lots of investing and investments. And all of them require people to work in these jobs, in these companies. So this is the way it works, folks. That's the way it works. It just doesn't come from heaven. It comes from working, being smart, hopefully. All right, Kenny, we got one more?
Yeah, Maya says, it seems like every time the Donald opens his mouth, he goes too far.
Nick, you can make an argument for that. I don't know about every time he opens his mouth, but I think that he does go too far often. Now, does that take away from his value as a candidate? I don't think it takes away from his value as a candidate. It might take away from his value as president. And you could, you know, say, I don't want something like that negotiating with Putin. Well, it's interesting because I think Donald Trump and Bad Vlad are two peas in a pod in many respects, frankly. Although I think Trump is pretty honest. I think Putin is just a thug and a crook. All right, so there. That's how we stand when it comes to all that. Thank you for your input. It's 18 after the hour, and good day.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
This is Jane Applegate with a staple small business tip. Digital printing makes glossy postcards or even two-sided business cards affordable. You'll also save by printing more at once instead of repeat orders. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, lady.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Music is a gift like no other. And this weekend at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon. Save 20% and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever. Now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We have 23 and change after the hour, trying to post some smiles now at the Doug Steffen website. Reaction not often to some of the things we do this portion of the program. Normally, at this time in the hour, each of the hours of the Good Day program, we have music or something that's entertainment oriented. And so here, we're happy most of the time to get you into a mood that's good with a plus from the late night monologuists. How's that? The late night shows, their monologues are not like they used to be in the good old days. However, Conan O'Brien has come of age. Pretty much everybody's jokes these days focus on Donald Trump's comments, and Conan's no exception.
Time magazine picked their person of the year, and they chose German Chancellor Angela Merkel over Donald Trump. And he's mad about that. A true story. Donald Trump tweeted that he knew Time magazine wouldn't choose him, and that they picked, quote, the person who was ruining Germany. Then Trump said Germany hasn't had a great leader since the 1940s. Donald Trump told People magazine that he's good at sports. Which could be true, because it does seem like he's had a lot of concussions.
Did he really say that? That Germany hasn't had a good leader since the 1940s?
I don't think so.
That wouldn't surprise me, however, that that was the case. Here's Stephen Colbert, more on Trump.
What everyone everywhere is talking about is Donald Trump and the press release that he put out in which he said Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what is going on. He wants to ban Muslims, a fourth of the world's population. How is that going to work? I'm not sure how the TSA would be able to test you for your religion. Though I will say their pat downs are throwing up to determine if you are Jewish.
All right. Happy Hanukkah, by the way. Okay, here's Seth Meyers joking about Donald Trump, too.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year, while Donald Trump was named German Chancellor of the Year.
There seems to be a thread here.
Yeah.
To some of the comments. Yes? Mm-hmm. All right. Steve Harvey conducts a very... He has three things that are pluses for him. One of them is a morning radio program that's heard in about 70 markets around the country. One of the other things is his daytime talk program, and he hosts Family Feud as well. Plus, I think he goes around the country on the weekend doing sort of a stand-up routine. Not sure about that, but I do know that he does connect with his audience. Here he talks with one of his audience members about whether this lady ought to say something about a cheating ex-boyfriend.
I was actually dating a guy for a couple weeks, and I knew prior that he had had a girlfriend for 6 years. I assumed that relationship was over. I went to tell my roommate that I was seeing this guy, and she was completely shocked, and she told me that not only was he still seeing his former girlfriend, he had also moved in with her. And then I quickly found out he was actually cheating on her with three other women as well. So I actually haven't told her, and I feel an incredible amount of guilt. I'm wondering if I should or if I should just keep quiet.
If I were you, I'd just go on about your business. He gonna get whatever he got coming. He gonna get it.
He gonna get it. Wendy Williams with an audience member's question about whether to buy a Christmas gift for their spouse.
My husband and I talked about getting him a nice watch for Christmas. And on Black Friday, he went out and stuck and bought himself a smartwatch. Now, since our money is the same money now, I said that was going to be his Christmas present. Am I wrong if I don't buy him anything else for Christmas?
You know what? Buy him a little something-something.
Okay.
You know, he just jumped the gun.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so what is this? She said their money is all the same?
Right.
So if he goes and spends money on himself, then that's like getting a present from her? Is that
the they had agreed that that's what he was going to get for Christmas.
Huh. That's something I wouldn't do. Would you do that? Well, yeah, you probably have done that. All right, wrong question. It's 28 past on Good Day.
In the news, a new form of breast implant, the so-called IDEAL implant. This is Dr. Chamberlain called Keeping You Healthy Without the Dreaded Copay. The IDEAL implant is a new saline implant that says it has a natural feel without silicone. The implication, of course, is silicone implants are bad for you. Here's the thing. Silicone implants have been studied upside down and inside out. No question they're safe. DCOC advice, breast augmentation is an intensely personal decision, but know this. For most, no saline implant will ever feel quite as natural as silicone. Admittedly, silicone implants do have to be monitored for leaks with special scans, but with saline implants, the leak's obvious, the breast is flat. Breast augmentation rarely ends with just one operation. Think complications like one breast slipping higher than the other, requiring yet more surgery. Or some women just decide they want to downsize. Think back strain, because size does matter. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report is brought to you by Extended Stay America. The most wonderful time of the year can become stressful as many travel for the holidays. Busy in the frenzy of the season, coordinating a trip and finding time to enjoy festivities can be hard. Chris Kringle, Maestro of Merriment.
Ho, ho, ho! With decades of successful travel, I've acquired terrific tips that can help travelers achieve a jolly holiday. My first, finding ways to enjoy the creature comforts of home no matter where the season takes you.
Extended stay style hotels offer a practical place to stay for travelers looking for home-like conveniences and value during the holidays. This season, Extended Stay America Hotel seeks to ease travel woes through quality service and guest attention at each of the brand's 629 hotels across country. Travelers can anticipate affordable nightly rates, spacious guest rooms, and upgraded amenities, including fully equipped kitchens to prepare holiday favorites. Enjoy a stress-free holiday season with your loved ones and feel at home wherever you go. For more, visit extendedstayamerica.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Let's get the numbness out of your brain. The moment you've been waiting for. The continuation of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I promised with Ken Kessler, before we get to Dr. Jack Stockwell, to have a 2020 news quiz question. So for those of you who are Sharpies and you want to win a Mannheim Steamroller gift pack, you'll call us now at 888-302-3684 and tell us what's significant about the Saudi vote. The Saudi Arabians are having an election this weekend, and it's the first time for something. What would that be? 888-302-3684. Why is the election in Saudi Arabia of interest and import to many around the world? Not only those in Saudi Arabia, but to people around the world. What happens in this election this weekend that is historic? 888-302-3684. Dr. Jack Stockwell around in a few minutes. We'll talk about how to read your body's health signals. What is your body telling you? I guess one of the ways of getting into that is thinking about what it is that you expect when you go out to dinner, or when you stop for a quick meal, or when you stop for a good meal. When you go into the restaurant, your expectation is that you're going to be treated well and that you're going to have good food, right? I mean, that's the reason they have a big sign, come eat and be healthy. But that's kind of what many restaurants, I think that's how Chipotle got started, became the darling of the fast food world by attracting many of the younger, the so-called millennials. Also a lot of blue-collar workers who thought that they were eating better because Chipotle promised high-quality, sustainably sourced Mexican cuisine, right? But now there are a number of problems, food poisonings, other challenges that are threatening their reputation. And I wonder who among you goes to Chipotle. Kenny, do you eat at Chipotle? Have you?
Not since I moved to San Diego.
No. Because they don't have them there? Or because, you know.
No, they have them here. There's just so many places you can get better, authentic Mexican food.
Right. Because it's, throw a stone and you're in Mexico. So why would you go to Chipotle? They've closed 43 restaurants in Washington State and Oregon, Health authorities linked an E. coli outbreak to 6 restaurants there. So let's see here. There were other problems. Illinois, Pennsylvania, Maryland, 7 or 8 more states. 80 students at Boston College here in the Boston area came ill after eating at Chipotle. So the company closed another restaurant. Health officials say the cause was a norovirus, which is a common virus. And we're going to talk to Jack about that in a matter of moments. Usually comes from improper handling of poultry. If somebody is sick and they're not protected well, then that's what happens. So we'll get to the bottom of that with Jack in just a matter of moments as well. Okay, let's get an answer to our 2020 News Quiz question, shall we? We can go to, let's try Columbia, South Carolina. Lucian, is that how you pronounce your name?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, morning. Lucian Bruno.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, man, just enjoying the best time of the day.
Best time of the day. Why is it for you the best time of the day?
Oh, well, let's see. Just sitting drinking coffee and just waiting for the sun to come up and not have to do a lot of inappropriate interaction.
Amen to that.
How would you describe, that's curious, how would you describe, what is, in your opinion, inappropriate interaction? Is that with the boss or who are you talking about that's inappropriate?
No, that's just crude attempts at humor. I'm married and just enjoy adult supervision, but sometimes being solo is good for both of us.
Well, you know, there's something to be said for people who are close having time to themselves. I think all too often that is not considered or understood. We all need space. Sometimes
exactly.
You need to have two homes. Sometimes you sometimes you do. You have to just understand that's the way. We have our time. We need our time. Okay. So, Lucian, the significance of Saudi Arabia's election this weekend is...
The first time women are allowed to vote.
Women are allowed to vote. And as a matter of fact, women are being allowed to run in the election for positions as well. I think it's just local positions, some 90 of them. But a lot of people are interested in this. The Saudis, like it or not, the royal family's not really that excited about this, but they realize they've got to do something to keep the pot that's boiling all around them from coming into their country. So
at least move into the 19th century.
Right. We didn't act in America. Women didn't vote until the 20th century. It was 1928, 29, I think, before women voted in our country. So it wasn't that long ago, actually, when you get to it. We are happy to criticize them, but we're not necessarily high on the totem pole there either.
I think it was about 1920. So we're not.
It was in the 20s.
In the scope of things,
Right. All right. So we're going to have you enjoy your cup of coffee. As a matter of fact, we're going to send you the new Mannheim Steamroller CD 3040 Live, and also their cinnamon hot chocolate mix. Maybe that will go down better than the coffee. Hold on just a second, and Kara will talk to you, and we'll get the info. I hope you have a wonderful, happy Christmas and a good New Year and all those things that we all deserve. And you're a very positive guy. It seemed nice to have that conversation with you. It's 20 minutes before the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell on any number of health items, health considerations up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Staples has more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans. And the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Actress, singer, and humanitarian Hilary Duff is kicking off this season of giving for a good cause.
I've joined forces with Johnson & Johnson's Donate a Photo program to raise funds to support Save the Children and other nonprofit organizations.
Donate a Photo is a free app that turns something most of us do every day, sharing a photo, into a way to raise funds and awareness for the causes we care about.
I'm sharing my photo to support Save the Children's Early Step to School Success program, which gives parents and caregivers tools and training they need to give their child a strong start in learning and in life. Johnson's Baby Brand will triple all donations made to Save the Children through Donate a Photo this holiday season.
And you can do it too. Visit donateaphoto.com to learn more. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
Now, it's 42 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is a consistent part of not only our discussion, but input here. Dr. Stockwell is a noted NUCA chiropractor, as he explained. I hope a lot of you were here on Tuesday as he went through the rundown of why it's important for you to be using the services of somebody like him that specializes in the health of your neck and your upper spine, the shoulders, that sort of thing. If you could get this for video, you could see me, Jack, moving my hands around my shoulders and up my spine just because I'm feeling what it is that I feel when I go to your office and get your adjustments. So this is a very important thing. And one of the deals, three or four things as usual. Let's see if I have time to get to all of them. First, I want to acknowledge Jack and his work on these long life energy enzymes. You can go to his website, which is ForbiddenDoctor.com. Not only there, get the impact of these terrific these podcasts that he's put together over the past. It's almost a year now, isn't it? When did you start doing these?
Yeah, it's about a year. I think it is about a year. Tomorrow or the next day, we're going to be recording episodes. We're almost up to 50. Episodes.
I thought it was earlier, first of the year. Okay, so what's the special focus now? What are people going to hear when they go to your podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com?
Well, the latest one is low-carb diets.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the rage and fad, and people lose weight, but there's some things you've got to be very careful about with a low-carb diet to not only make it work more effectively, but to not hurt the kidneys.
What would be one of, because I'm on that. I'm trying to stay away from pasta.
Plenty of fats. You want to make sure you have good fats. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people just go, for a lot of people, a low-carb diet is to get rid of the processed carbohydrates, which, of course, is the heart and core of the whole idea in the first place.
Yeah.
But then they think it's meat, 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 and it's not meat.
Well,
what happens
if you take fish oil supplements?
Well, that's good. That's got the EPA and the DHA fatty acids that are very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
But most people who do the low-carb diet are also eating animal-sourced protein. And nature has provided fats along with the meat. And what we have a tendency to do is to trim all the fat off of a piece of meat before we eat it.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the most powerful predators on the planet, what they eat is the fat. Did we talk about the story with President Obama up in Alaska when he saw the salmon laying around on the ground?
No.
Yeah, this was his press secretary talked about this. This is sometime earlier in the summer, and the last time he was up in Alaska, and he sees the salmon, the fleshy part of the salmon sitting there on the ground, and he's really upset that some people are just catching fish and throwing them, like the old buffalo hunters that would take the skins and leave the animals.
Yeah.
And the guide kind of laughs for a moment and says, no, those are the grizzlies. And the president says, what are you talking about? He says, the grizzlies, all they eat is the fat. They eat the head for the brains, and they eat the skin and the fat underneath the skin, and they leave the meat behind for the predators.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with the predators in Africa, the lions and the and the cheetahs and whatever. What they do when they bring down an animal is they eat the fatty organs, the organs that are loaded with nutrition, and they leave the skeletal meat, the steaks, the chops, the roast, whatever, for the baboons and the hyenas and the predators.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Very interesting. All right.
Yeah.
So that's part of what you get in the, I don't give the whole thing away. So podcast, check the podcast out. Hundreds of thousands of people lining up at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Also, while you're there, the Long Life Energy Enzymes. This is from the Forbidden Doctor staff, a special scientific formula, the trick to living longer, more enzyme action within the cells of your body. And that's what's being provided by the Long Life Energy Enzymes that you can find the best, the strongest on the market today. What a boost you get. This is a great capsule with powerful digestive enzymes that break down the foods. And that's really what you're in league with what you're just saying, breaking down whatever you eat, no matter what it is, you got to break it down so that you get the benefit of all of the content of whatever the food is, right?
Well, absolutely. And because of the kinds of diets most Americans have been eating since World War II, these overly processed foods are not signaling the proper release of digestive enzymes inside the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so the body struggles to get these kinds of half food, half non-food products through the system. And that's what these enzymes are designed to do, is to further break down the kind of stuff that we're eating to make sure the energy is released and the toxins are removed from the body.
All right. So you can, when you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com to sign up for their free podcast, you can also go over to products, click on products, and then click on Long Life Energy Enzymes, and you can read more about what Jack has just started to explain here, why these are very good. I'm on them every day, and the people I care about are on them every day, and you ought to be, because I care about you, on them as well. And by the way, Jack has offered to give you a discount if you put in the code box, Doug, D-O-U-G, you get 10% off of what you are buying in the term of Long Life Energy Enzymes. Check that all out, ForbiddenDoctor.com. I was talking about Chipotle and the fast food restaurants, yes, or what to expect, the E. coli outbreak, that sort of thing, the norovirus. This is something that improper handling of the food is one thing, but having weak immune system is another, right?
Well, yes, it is. And so we've always told our patients who, in fact, I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, and they're talking about holiday eating. And I said, well, this is one of the main reasons why you want these enzymes, because you're going to be overeating. You're going to be overtaxing the system. But when you're out in these restaurants, especially these chains like Chipotle, like the other chain restaurants that have had problems in the past with food contamination, they deal with large processors of food, as opposed to the local Ma and Pa restaurant or the local Mexican family. We have the same thing here in Salt Lake that Kenny has down in San Diego. Some really good small restaurants that are just they're standalones.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you're dealing with a chain, you almost always have got to have some additional digestive help before you go into these places. Not only is insurance against E. coli or some of these other problems that are showing up, but to make sure your body is able to break down these overly processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
And when you overly process them, you're removing vital micronutrients in exchange for shelf life. But it's these vital micronutrients that signal the parotid gland, signal other parts of the body's digestive system to be able to release the proper enzymes, the proper acids, the proper material that will break down the food you're eating. And when those micronutrients aren't present, it literally confuses the digestive system of the body.
All right. Let's spend 60 seconds on how people read their bodies, the health signals that, or whatever body signals you're getting. How do you know what to do with aches, pains, upset, whatever it is that's going on in your body?
Well, there's some really good signals the body gives you. If you're suddenly having headaches when you didn't have them before, the first thing I ask a patient, are you on artificial sweeteners? You know, that's
mm-hmm.
Or if itchy ears, itchy throat, itchy mucous membranes, you probably have a candida overgrowth, and we're talking about too much sugar. Dehydration signals, chapped lips. lips are one of the first things, the surface of the lips are one of the first indications as to whether you're getting enough water or not. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the big thing about, you know, if you're not getting enough fiber, you're going to be constipated. That's one of the first things you want to check out as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, cracks in the corners of the mouth is a vitamin B deficiency.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Ah. Riboflavin.
I thought that was a sign of age.
If you're not getting enough vitamin B2, riboflavin, the very corners of your mouth are going to crack on you.
Crack up.
And there's, you know, food intolerances, eczema. I can go on here, but we're kind of out of time.
And we are kind of out of time. There's, by the way, I had to throw cold water on your trip to Switzerland. The Swiss police are on an alert level because there appears to be some threat of terrorist attacks in Switzerland. Sorry, Jack. 51 after.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Tech Talk Time. Joining us today again is Kim Gerritsen, who is an excellent, excellent, excellent performer. He has a company called Realizing Innovation. He has knowledge and skill, and he has intelligence and enthusiasm. He has integrity. How about that? That's pretty good, Kim. You like that?
$5 for that, Doug.
$5 is all I get? That's worth at least 50. Maybe 500. All right, so we'll get into some of the things past and present about technology that are of interest and importance to you today. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
All right, Kim Garrison here with me on the Good Day program. Let's go back to this date in 1991. This seems so awesome, Kim, that it was only back to 1991. So that's 24 years ago when a physicist named Paul Kuntz wrote and posted the first American web page. 24 years ago. That's it. It seems like web pages have been around, websites for forever, it seems. But it didn't go, it didn't become a phenom until the 90s. What he did on his webpage was an explanation of his work, Smashing Subatomic Particles. Something we all need to know more about, probably. And then there's Tim Berners-Lee, an English researcher at a laboratory in Geneva, he sort of invented the web, but this guy Kuntz used it first. So when did you first have a website or become aware of websites? Do you remember?
1993, Doug. 1993.
Yeah.
And then in 1995, I built Toyota.com.
Did you?
So I was pretty early. I think it was 1995 when the very first transaction occurred on the internet, ordering a pizza from Pizza Hut, I think it was.
Was it really?
1995 was also the year when Jeff Bezos launched Amazon.com. Everybody rolled their eyes at ordering books.
Yeah, right. And they also said, wait, this guy, how's he gonna? There were a lot of people putting money in it, but it wasn't making any money. It was like losing money. People said, why would you invest in something like that? Hello, what's it worth today? About $89 billion?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I met Jeff a couple of summers, 95 and 96, and I thought he was a quirky guy selling books, and, he would soon go away.
Yeah, well, he's a quirky guy who's got lots of dough, and he's done a great job there. Having faith, I think, in yourself, isn't that an amazing? Think about the things that you've done. You've had a good career. Look at what you designed the first Toyota website. That had to have taken some chutzpah and some knowledge. They came to you, or did you go to them and say, hey, you got to have a website. I'll build it for you.
We went to them, and we were competing with their multi-billion-dollar advertising agency. And in effect, we said to Toyota, why just create a website about your cars and trucks? Because you spend all these advertising dollars in magazines and things like that. Why don't we create an online magazine to attract your prospective buyers and then put car and truck information around your online magazine?
Genius. I hope you get a lot of money for it.
We did really well.
Good. That's good.
We ended up selling that to a global advertising agency, and that started my internet career.
There you go. Congratulations. You have a basis in support, and that's a cool thing.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.